Have you ever wondered why we call French fries French fries? Or why something is the greatest thing since sliced bread? There are answers to those questions. Everything Everywhere Daily is a podcast for curious people who want to learn more about the world around them. Every day, you'll learn something new about things you never knew you didn't know. Subjects include history, science, geography, mathematics, and culture. If you're a curious person and want to learn more about the world you live in, just subscribe to Everything Everywhere Daily wherever you cast your pod.
Hey, buddy. How you feeling? You strong enough to do the intro to the show?
I think so, Greg.
It's Craig.
The fate of all reality is in my hands.
You want some soup?
The way you make it, I'd sooner chew on the aluminum can. Now, the following podcast is not real, but it is really sponsored by Emporium Arcade Bar. Emporium hosts awesome game, beer, food, and live music events daily in Wicker Park and Logan Square. Visit EmporiumChicago.com for info.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the fantastical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you haven't listened to the podcast before, this is what you need to know. About 3/4 of a year ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the magical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal, I think, through the rift from the Burger King, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. And I'm so excited because it's winter solstice time, and I'm joined by my co-hosts, as always.
Sean. Oh, yeah, baby.
Happy, do you say happy winter solstice?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, great. A happy winter solstice.
To you as well.
And my other co-host, happy winter solstice.
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarnakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hooksangis. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmoenius Maystar. And during this glorious time of the year, there are still many secret names you may not know yet. And I do warn thee, if you do not celebrate with great joy and love in your heart, then you are truly a minion of the Dark Lord.
Arnie, you can say winter solstice, or you can say winter solstice, or you can shorten it to Wiso.
Wiso?
Yeah, because around this time we make a special soup called Wiso soup.
Wiso soup? Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Fantastic.
That's very good, yeah.
I'm so excited. I was starting to feel a little bit down about not being on Earth with my family for what we call Christmas and the holidays on Earth.
Mm. Oh, we have Christmas.
Christmas?
Christmas.
Christmas. It's one of the many dozens, hundreds even, holidays that make up the winter solstice.
Oh, wow. So the winter solstice is more than just one holiday?
Yes, obviously. Don't be a fool.
Do you guys just celebrate one holiday?
Well, no. We celebrate... No, there are no... We say happy holidays.
That
seems generic.
Just a way of encompassing.
Yeah, it seems safe.
Oh no, I enjoy it.
Nah, it seems too
broad. I like being inclusive.
Yeah. Oh no, absolutely. Well, tell me a little bit more about some of the holidays that make up winter solstice.
Well, there's Gunderstein, which is a wonderful holiday they celebrate in the far northwest. This very small little village of Gunder. They're the only ones that celebrate it, but it's become more of a popular thing around the land of Foon. And in that during that holiday, certain individuals hit each other on the head with mallets.
That sounds fun.
Yes, it is fun.
Well, Chen, what is your favorite winter solstice holiday?
We have specifically two shapeshifters. We have Shiftmas, which is just like a 1 month span where you try and have as much horizontal refreshment as possible.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes. There's also Hanukkah. Now, this is a minor Jewish holiday, but since it happens around the time of the winter solstice, it does get some attention, probably an unequal amount of attention, because Yom Kippur is a much bigger holiday.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Arnie, did you know what I meant by horizontal refreshment?
I did. You meant having sex. Which reminds me, Chunt, so for our listeners who are new to the show, Chunt, you're a shapeshifter.
Mm-hmm.
You change into different animals that you have sex with.
Uh-huh.
But you've been a badger for a long time. You're not really...
He was a tiny horse.
Yeah.
You were a tiny horse briefly, but you haven't really been for Shiftmas.
You do you. I'm going to do me, huh?
Okay. I'm just saying you should put the shift back in Shiftmas.
Yeah. Well, as I have seen people say on Twitter, sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, everybody on Twitter is always like, sorry, not sorry.
Well, which is it?
I don't know.
Are they sorry or are they not sorry?
It's just fun to say.
Sorry, not sorry. Are they sorry that they aren't sorry?
Sorry,
really,
not sorry.
This really seems...
Well, it sounds like a spell to me.
Well, okay.
Sorry, not sorry.
Whoa! Did you see that?
I made a little tiny flame. Sorry, not sorry.
No.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Well, Arnie, happy holidays to you.
Yeah, happy holidays to you. Happy Shiftmas. Happy Christmas. Happy...
Christmas.
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 Yes, it's not Christmas. You don't slur your word at the end like the drunken sot that you are. You say Christmas because he has to.
Arnie, I got you a little something.
What?
Yeah, I just got you a little present. I don't know how it is on Earth, but here in Foon, around this time, we'll give the people that we... that
love?
We're friends
put up with.
What was your word?
Love?
Like. The people we like, we give them a little gift.
Oh.
And I got you gorgeous.
The sad screaming potato.
That's your screaming potato now.
Gorgeous is mine now?
That's she's yours to keep.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Gorgeous. We're going to be friends. I'm going to put Gorgeous away from now. Thank you so much.
Okay, yeah.
I actually got both of you gifts, but
Ooh. But also
Let's talk to our guests because Glenn Miller and Spance are back to play some Winter Solstice songs for us.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Hello, Spance here.
It's good to see you all again.
Oh, it's wonderful good. To see you.
Happy times. Give me a hug.
No, yes.
Me
oh.
A hug.
Oh.
Come
so.
On, everybody.
Yes,
okay.
Happy Winter Solstice, hey. Everyone. Merry Solstice.
Hey.
Christmas.
Happy Beezo.
Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah. Yes. Last week, Arnie... got a little, tipsy and talked to us about Christmas for a pretty long time. It sounds like a foolish holiday. I don't know. You bring a tree inside the house.
You know, it's great. Yeah, you bring a tree in the house, you decorate it, you gather around with your family. But
does the tree, you talk to the tree and you say, come on inside, tree.
Or does the tree talk?
The tree doesn't.
Spend some time in the house and then at the end of the winter holiday, you return outside.
No, you cut down a tree or you buy a tree.
Did you give the tree 30 minutes to let you know if it's alive or not?
That's right.
I guess technically trees are alive on my world, but they don't communicate. They don't talk.
Mm. It just take its life.
Do you do it humanely? How do you do it?
I think it's done with an axe, although...
So you commit a murder and then you put the trophy of the murder... in your home for everyone to celebrate around.
Okay. Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much.
As like a warning to other trees, like don't
like stay away from my house.
Yeah,
pretty much.
And everyone does this.
Not everybody. A lot of people do.
Is there a war on trees?
No. Although, there might as well, practically. We are really quickly deforesting? Is that a word?
I do want to let you know there is a war on Christmas. There's a lot of people in Foon who don't like this celebration. They feel like it's a little
barbaric.
Weird. Yeah, but that's
I
it's
disagree.
It's a small minority or have a war on Christmas. Most people agree that it's amazing.
Really,
well, how does Christmas work?
Well, there's this guy named Chris. Ugh.
Chris.
Don't even get me started.
Yeah. He's like 20 Arnies.
Ugh. Ugh.
Oh,
yes.
Great. Sounds like a great guy.
Maybe like 10.
he's like 10 Arnies.
Uh huh.
Anyway, nobody likes him. Nobody likes Chris. And but we put up with him because once a year, he will do anything that we ask him to do.
Mm-hmm. On Christmas Day.
It's so funny.
Chris
must do whatever we tell him to. And that's the joy of like putting up with him all year where you're like, once Christmas time comes, I'm going to really give it to him.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's the kind of guy who knocks on your door at 3 a.m. and says, listen, I'm walking home, and I'm not going to make it to my own toilet, so I need to use yours. And
he
then
uses
he
everyone's toilet.
Yes, he clogs.
That does sound like something I would do.
One time, he showed up at my door with some trollop in his arm and asked if he could spend the night.
Ugh.
And I did then sleep upon my couch. My back hurt for an entire week.
Oh, no.
And he didn't even bother to clean the sheets.
Classic Chris.
So is Chris Must celebrated all over Foon? Like, how is it possible for this one Chris guy?
Oh, he makes it around.
So he somehow, like, almost magically annoys everybody all over Foon.
Well, some people believe it to be a myth, but actually, on Christmas Eve, he travels to every house in Foon in his magical sleigh.
Wow.
Yeah, did we mention the magical sleigh?
He's got to know. That seems like the best part. I mean, honestly, Chris sounds like a great guy to me.
You're wrong.
Oh, gosh.
He's a shit gypsy.
Well, oh, you know what we should do? We should sing that Chris Must song. There's a song about it.
Uh-huh. Oh, is there a Chris Must carol?
Yes.
There is a Chris Must carol. Everyone sings it. Arnie, basically the way this will work is that we all sing the song about, you know, Chris must do something. And when it gets to your turn, you say what you would like Chris to do. So we'll have you, you know, go first, Arnie, just to have fun. And, you know, why don't we all talk about things that we have had Chris do in the past?
Sure.
Oh, I love that idea. Yes. Wonderful.
All right. Everybody ready? Well, we're
celebrating our Christmas. We're Christmas. Do everything we ask in celebrating our Christmas. We're Christmas.
Go ahead, Arnie.
Where Chris must make everybody a really nice meal.
Ugh.
Share.
Yeah.
You don't get the spirit of Christmas.
Good one. Good one.
We'll teach him. Just keep going. Yeah.
Okay.
Celebrating our Christmas. We're Christmas. Do everything we ask him. Celebrating our Christmas. We're Christmas.
Pick up a squirrel from the backyard. Place it all the way into his mouth. And then close his mouth around the squirrel for 10 minutes. until it stops moving.
That's more like it, baby.
Spit it out into his own hands and then deal with the repercussions of having murdered an innocent squirrel.
Classic Christmas.
That's great. Classic Christmas. I'm so happy.
Yes.
Celebrating our Christmas. We're Christmas. Do everything we ask him. Celebrating our Christmas. We're Christmas.
My favorite Christmas was I had him cut off his big toes and his big thumbs and swap them.
Did we mention that Chris also has small thumbs and big thumbs? Both.
Because we're
celebrating our Christmas. We're Christmas. Do everything we ask him. Celebrating our Christmas. We're Christmas.
Lick both of my assholes.
That's
yeah, baby.
That's what I got.
Celebrating our Christmas, we're Christmas. Do everything we ask him. Celebrating our Christmas, we're Christmas.
Realize that nobody will ever love him. Move into his sister's basement and die alone.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Wonderful.
Well, it is
so happy.
Yes.
It is a catchy song.
Oh.
Yeah.
What about the content of the song?
It's unsettling, to be honest. I mean,
it's just a holiday
on Earth. Christmas, you know. There's some bad things you can say about Christmas, but it's at its heart, it's about love, and it's.
Sing us what's like a big time Christmas song on Earth.
You know, my favorite Christmas song is "I'll Be Home for Christmas." It's great. Well, that's the thing in the song. It's got a twist ending where you realize the person's not going to be home for Christmas.
Oh, that's apropos.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, I'd sing it, but I think it's probably not in the public domain yet.
Oh, okay. I don't know what that means.
What is the public domain?
Well, on Earth, if a song isn't old enough, you can get in trouble for singing it. Without paying for it.
People pay to sing?
Well, maybe not just singing it.
But you can't sing it in your house?
Well, you can sing it in your house, but you can't, like, you couldn't put it on a podcast like this or play it in a bar, I guess.
Wow, that seems insane.
It is.
Seems wrong.
It seems like it would be more fair if they let people use it a little bit, if there was some amount of use that was fair.
That sounds
like a fair use?
Yes, I suppose you could put it that way.
Well, here, why don't I very quickly, I will sing... an Earth Christmas song that I'm pretty sure I can get away with.
Oh.
Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg, the Batmobile lost the wheel,
what?
And Joker got away. Hey.
A Batman.
Who's
Batman?
Who is this Batman?
He's
Is it?
He's awesome. You would love Batman. What are some other? Is there another holiday song?
Yes, we have this song, Quiet Night. You know, before last time that we were on your little podcast, we sang a song for you about goblins and ghouls coming and taking people away. But right now they're on holiday. Well, winter solstice is usually when they come back from holiday.
Okay.
Quiet night,
snowy night. All the trees are softly glistening. Peaceful night, wondrous night. And the ghouls are always listening. They will come, don't you run. That will only make it difficult. Quiet night, if you fight, your attempts will fail, you're pitiful. Quiet night, snowy night. If you think you're faster than a ghoul. Peaceful night, wondrous night. You should perish, cause you're such a fool. They will come, don't you run. They will catch you almost instantly. Quiet night, if all is right, they will get you in your infancy. Quiet night, la la la, la 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 la. Peaceful night, wondrous night, la la la, la 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 la.
So soothing.
Arnie, you look sad.
It's a wonderful way to celebrate the holiday and warn children of their impending doom.
Yeah, I suppose I can appreciate the educational and informative nature of the song.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know, it's interesting. These songs are kind of making me sad, but when I think about it, most of my favorite holiday songs on Earth are kind of the sad ones, like I'll Be Home for Christmas, Blue Christmas...
What makes it blue?
Well, blue means sad on Earth.
What?
Usador, are you sad?
So Usador would be the sad wizard?
Oh. I'm fine. I have to go to the bar and get a drink.
Arnie, it seems like you're projecting. Do you have that term on Earth?
Well, I am sad. I am sad. You know, and I was hoping for winter solstice to cheer me up. And, you know, maybe it just reminds me of the things that make me sad.
Well,
there's no reason for it to make you sad.
There is a song about a deer that I think might cheer you up.
Sure. Yeah, I've got one. It's an old hymn. I like to introduce it with a poem I wrote. Each year around the solstice, an enormous flock of flying deer flies across Foon. Oh. And they're particularly obnoxious creatures. They're not very intelligent. They feast upon undies. And that's really all you can say about them.
They're like flying Arnies.
Aww.
So I wrote this poem to celebrate the reigning of the deer. A cycle of dysfunction as the avocado rots. An angel sings vibrato to turds and chamber pots. The darkest days of the year are here. It's nearly nonstop night when nocturnal wild winged deer fill the sky with shite. Their blood-red bulbous noses precede their demon screams. They eat poop and poop roses, which is not as cool as it seems. They fuck each other in midair with deer dogs' antlers' hoofs. No. Their favorite food is underwear. They piss upon our roofs. So we kill them. A cull, a kill, a million will perish all until. Cherish the brave hunters of these garish ghouls of ill. We hang false undergarments in the meadows and the brooks. Decoys for the varmints with their venomous antler hooks. They come to eat our panties, but instead we serve them lead. Our crossbows from our shanties aimed squarely at their heads. Hang your panties from the tree, the little children sing. For every deer you shoot, you see, a venison pie I bring. And I cry, deer penis pie. It rolls outwardly off the tongue and doth inwardly satisfy. And I can't recall if I shot 6 deer in 6 days when I was 12, or 12 deer in 12 days when I was 6. No matter of import, I say, just bring me 12 deer dicks. Flash me back, Hawaiian sand, the fairest dish in all the land.
The deer's dong in hand bear I, mixed with mint and rosemary.
Flatulency, funyun food, eat that penis with a spoon.
Feed the garden garrison with the phallic venison.
Flatulency, funyun food, eat that penis with a spoon.
I'm aroused, my addicted lift. Unless we fuck, I won't shapeshift.
Flatulency, funyun food, eat that penis with a spoon.
Grab a deer and slap its ass, then shove a big silly bass into its ass after you slap it.
Flatulency, funyun food, eat that penis with a spoon.
Oh, wonderful. Wow.
Very nice.
Are those all the traditional lyrics to that?
Oh, there's hundreds.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It goes on and on and on. It's such a wonderful part of the holiday season. Some say the deer, as disgusting as they are a gift from the goddess Fu.
Oh.
And that she sent them here so that in the dark winter months when food was hard to come by, there were reindeer to eat through the season.
That's true.
Especially their penises.
Yum, yum, yum,
it's
yum.
Hard to find good penis these days. This is an old hymn. They seed a lot of dick in the olden days.
Yes, yes. Now we've realized that there are more parts of the deer that you can eat.
Right. It is much of a traditional seasonal dish.
Yeah, our ancestors used to just go straight for the cock. And well, then they're like, we can eat the rest of this.
They were hungry. They saw an animal. That part fit in their hand. They knew it would fit in their mouth. There's a lot more work to skinning a deer and understanding where the meat comes from.
Oh, this goes back thousands. There are cave paintings from way back.
Disgusting cave paintings.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Really pornographic cave paintings.
Well, also sometimes we'll find an animal, cut off its chest and its nuts and roast that.
Mm. Yes, chestnuts.
Mm-hmm. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Sounds great.
Yeah, that's great.
Since we're partway through the show, I would like to give you my gifts.
Oh, wow.
Here you go, Chunt.
Ooh.
It's a rock.
Oh, I feel like I can fly.
Very cool.
Yes, hold on to that rock. And Arnold?
Yeah?
I got something very special for you.
Is it a rock? Oh, I knew it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What's the expression? It's
but I know
the thought that counts.
I know you don't like my magical rocks, so that's just a rock.
Okay, great.
Chunce is magical. Yours is just a rock.
I feel like this has more of a chance of being magical.
Shut up.
So we have a winter solstice song that we sing. It's just a song about welcoming the winter solstice.
Oh, great.
And letting the winter solstice know that it is welcome and we're excited to celebrate it. We welcome you, dear winter solstice. We will be your host and hostess. Come on in and wipe your shoes before you even fucking think about walking on our brand new hardwood floors.
Come in, come in, dear soul of winter, warm yourself. I'll light the tinder, have a drink, one of your choosing. But if you don't put the fucking coaster down, it's going to create a ring, and I swear to the goddesses of Thune, I will not let you leave until you buy me a new table. So you can either buy me a brand new fucking table or just put a coaster down. It's up to you.
Now just relax, dear winter bringer. Stay right there, don't lift a finger. Have a pipe, but don't even fucking think about smoking that on my white leather couch. Get your ass up, put your fucking shoes on, and walk at least 2 blocks away before you even light that shit. I am serious. Make sure you walk north so the winds carry it away from the house. Away from this house. I can't stand the smell of smoke, and I'm 99% certain the kids are allergic to it. After you're done, you can strip right down where you are, roll your naked body in the snow until you think you've rubbed all the smell off. Then you can walk your naked ass back to the house. Then you can re-enter through the basement doors. The basement doors! There are towels in the utility closet to the right of the entryway. There's soap in there too. Clean yourself. Do not even dare think about coming back into my
my living room without being perfectly clear.
What did you say you got us presents?
Hard for my money. If you think for even a second, right? I will sacrifice my
money. Yeah, this is just how the song goes.
Oh, it just goes for a while.
This is holiday party music.
Wait, she's not just like having a breakdown. Like, this is how the song goes.
No, this is traditional.
You see, in food, it is personal, but it is part of the song. During the holiday season, there are a lot of familial stresses that come up, and this is a way to vent them by singing this particular tune.
Oh, wow.
I'm sure it's not that way.
It was only no, it is. Enabling. It is. There, I mean, there's a lot of similarities, actually.
Oh,
yeah. But you know what? I did give you guys some gifts.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. You better fucking believe I will not be enabling you to ruin my goddamn furniture. Yeah. So you can
It's fine.
Do exactly what I asked. Okay. Or you could just hold up. Up to you.
That was wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Really cool.
Oh, good.
So, okay, I got gifts for both of you. Usidore, I know I know that you like giving out rocks, so I made you a bag to hold your rocks.
What a wonderful bag!
I cut the pocket out of one of my pairs of pants and used some grass as a drawstring. So you can only hold about two rocks in it.
But. Oh, this is a wonderful gift, and homemade makes it so much more personal. But you really should get a job.
Yeah, that's fair. Chunt,
yeah,
I consider you my closest friend here.
Oh,
for better, for worse.
Okay, it's mostly worse, but you know what? It's the holiday season, and I love you.
I love you too, buddy, and I made a little sculpture of the two of us as friends. It's me and you and a little badger.
Aww.
I made it out of mud. I didn't have a kiln or anything.
Oh.
So it's still just mud. But,
yeah, it's just kind of melting.
But, you know, if you change forms, then I can come in, I can change you from a badger into whatever other animal that you are.
Yeah, because wet mud is malleable.
Yeah,
it smells a little bit like you got a little poopy in that mud. There's a little poop in that mud.
No, it's safe. I just... That ditch behind the Vermilion Minotaur.
You're like a sweet child. I mean, if you were of a child's age, we'd feed you to the dogs.
This might be 80-90% shit. I'm sorry.
It's the ditch where Chris shits when he can't make it home from the Vermilion Minotaur.
Yes.
Well, I feel like our relationship is 80-90% shit, so.
It's true, but the other 20-10%, I think that's right, is...
You don't know.
Well, anyway. Oh, also, I got one more gift for Mundle the Grundle is here every week, and he plays the flute at the beginning and end of the show, and he doesn't talk, but I got him a vibraslap. It's
Do tell.
Yeah, it's a little instrument. It's, I don't know. On Earth, people know it because it's in every cake song, but besides that. So here, Mundle, I just thought.
Do you have songs for cake?
We should write a cake song.
At pie as well?
There's a real big debate as to whether pie or cake is better.
I would love to hear many different songs about delicious desserts. Sweet, rich cheesecake.
Oh, here we go. He's going the distance.
Upon your tongue. So creamy and rich and full of flavor. Drizzle it with a bit of dark chocolate. Place some strawberries on top of it. And then you'll swirl.
Oh no, he's going into the wizard cake.
Short skirt, long jacket, and
wow, he's really going the distance.
Merry holidays!
Hey.
Oh, Glenn Miller and Spence, I also have gifts for you.
Oh,
here.
Dear.
Each of you take one of these rocks.
Oh.
Now, whenever you hold these rocks and touch them together and say the magical words, you, Glenn Miller, will be able to take some form of water, and you, Spence, will be able to take the form of any kind of animal.
Oh, thank
dear Lord.
You. Oh, wonderful.
They're Wonder Twin rocks.
Oh, this is beautiful. Any animal I want.
Any animal you want.
Wow.
Any form of water.
Any form
of
water.
Not that useful.
I mean, I could have used that rock.
Can I become a lake?
No, it's got to be roughly your body mass.
Oh.
And there's only one lake.
Right. That's what I was trying to solve.
Wonderful. Great. Maybe I could become a badger, and then, Chunt, we could try and reestablish.
You know,
because because then the main problem here was that I didn't want to be fucking myself for the rest of my life, you know?
I understand.
So if I turn into a badger, you could keep your badger form, which is where I find you most sexually attractive.
Wow, thank you.
Just something to think about.
Yeah, well, that sounds amazing. Let's.
I know that you, Roach, have.
Act like we were talking about something else. Act like we were talking about
Well, we went.
Can I become a beverage?
I took Roach to make that point. And
yes,
said,
of course.
I can become a beverage.
Yes.
Be consumed.
Yeah. Yes, of course.
Shit, I have no idea.
You can destroy your enemies
from
within.
I didn't want to tell
Arnie
about it.
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry, I don't want to interrupt, but what happened?
We weren't listening.
I took the Roach to make that point, and she's dead.
Oh,
Chunt.
Yeah. Hey, man.
What a sad thing to happen at winter solstice.
No, it's fine. It's I'm just gonna take it out on Chris, you know?
yes.
Good. Good.
See, I'm already smiling because I hate Chris.
Should we sing another winter solstice song?
Oh, yeah. One of our favorite holidays. Holidays. Right, boys?
Everybody I love holidays.
Holidays.
Oh, holidays. Yes. I have to say that Usador is renowned for his holidays singing.
I love many of the holidays that we celebrate during winter solstice, but holidays might be my favorite.
That's right, in your wheelhouse.
All right, everybody, are you ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's that special time of year again. Our favorite time is here, my friends. So grab the ones you love and don't be late. It's a special time for you and me. So come on down so happily and help the world of food to celebrate. Holidays! 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 Holidays!
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's just such a wonderful release.
It seems very cathartic. Could we do that again? And I think I kind of get it now.
You like to join it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I could use some. I could use some of that.
Beautiful. All right.
It's that special time of year again. Our favorite time is here, my friends. So grab the ones you love and don't be late. It's a special time for you and me. So come on down so happily and help the world of food to celebrate. Holidays! Holidays! Holidays!
And now just starting. Just starting.
Holidays! Holidays! Holidays!
Wonderful!
You really do get this.
Wonderful.
Wow, you're crying.
I am. I'm sorry. This has been...
Let it out.
I have another gift for you.
For me?
Yes, I've been traveling a lot recently, trying to find different adventurers to join me upon my quest. And during that time, I was able to spend some time at the court of the Belroth.
Mm-hmm.
At which time, I asked them for a special boon. And as I have served them long and served them well, they granted this gift to me. This piece of parchment here officially declares you, Arnie Niekamp, to be a full citizen of the Land of Foon, with all the rights and privileges there within.
So I didn't have... There were certain rights and privileges I didn't have?
No, they could have thrown you into prison at any time.
You,
Well, this... Thank you! I mean, you saved my life, saved my freedom.
Well, now you're officially one of us.
Congratulations.
I have somewhat mixed feelings about that.
One of us. One of us. Bingy bong, bingy bong. One of us.
One of us. That's another wonderful holiday song.
Oh, everybody. Glenn and I have a present for you as well.
Oh.
As you all know, we have perfect pitch.
Yes.
As traveling bards.
Sure.
Well, if we sing a perfect C and hold the note, pretty soon our voices will combine and create powers that will fill your body with feelings you have never felt before. And, oh, well, we'll just leave the rest.
Wow.
You'll experience it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Wait, Glenn, you're singing an E. You're doing a third.
God damn.
Come
it.
Down to me.
Give me that C one more time.
We do have perfect pitch, I swear.
Give me the C.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
I'm feeling it. Do you feel that?
I feel something.
Yeah. It's just like a rattle in my chest. Huh.
Oh, I think I'm having a heart attack.
I was going to say, am I having another stroke?
Oh, this is going to hurt.
I saw my future.
How'd you like it?
That was amazing.
I think I ruined my pants.
Well, thank you, Glenn Miller and Spans. Thank you so much for sharing all those winter solstice songs.
It was a dear
us.
Pleasure, and congratulations on your citizenship.
Yes. Yeah, this episode has been a real emotional roller coaster ride for me.
What's a roller coaster?
It's like a hill.
No, I stopped caring.
Yeah. Good, because I don't want to talk about Earth stuff.
Can I read an email I got?
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, I got an email here. This is tochunt@gmail.com. Of course, chunt was six T's. You can reach me and email me. This is from Carlos Luna. Carlos writes, "Hey, Chunt, on Earth we have these famous books about the wizard boy that fought a dark lord, and in one of those books there was a character named Thomas, who went by Tom, who the wizard boy would assume was good. Anyways, it turns out if you rearrange the letters in Thomas's full name, it spells out the true name of the dark lord. It got me thinking, why does Arnold always want to be called Arnie? Maybe because if you rearrange the letters in Arnold Niekamp, you get dark mole pain. I'm not saying Arnie is the dark lord. But think about it. He showed up out of nowhere. He's constantly broadcasting interviews with a recording device. He just so happened to befriend the one person whose mission it is to defeat the Dark Lord. And he's always constantly asking questions about magical abilities. Watch your back, bro. I'm going to ask you point blank. Are you the Dark Lord?
I am not the Dark Lord.
Checks out.
I mean, I think
Usador, have you seen
know.
The Dark Lord? Or is it more like a force that you are aware of?
Oh, no. We have crossed paths before. He used to be one of our order.
Really?
Yes.
The Dark Lord used to be a wizard?
Born as a wizard, yes. Turned to darkness, yes.
What color of wizard was the Dark Lord?
Black. Should have been a giveaway.
Sure.
His robes.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah, of course.
Don't look at me like that.
Fair enough. Hey, you know what? I've got an email here. I wanted to let you know that binge listening to you guys on my commute every day and hearing you having so much improv fun, I don't know what that means, lately, gave me the confidence to try something I've never done before. I volunteered to be Santa at a work function and remained in character the whole time.
Sounds awful.
Santa.
Santa is a magical character on Earth during Christmas.
Is he a wizard?
Kind of.
What are his colors?
Red.
Oh.
He wears a red robe and a red hat, and he magically flies all over Earth, bringing presents to children on Christmas.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Seems a little suspicious.
Might not sound like much, but I'm usually shy, and a month ago, I'd have been scared of dying on my arse in front of people I know. Hearing you guys having so much fun gave me the nudge to just go for it.
Oh.
I managed to keep going, even though my pants ripped midway through. Maybe that would be a time to stop, actually. And people still reckon it's the best work Santa we've ever had.
Oh, wonderful.
Merry Christmas or whatever other midwinter tradition you're going to celebrate in Foon. Thanks.
All Michael. Of them. That was wonderful. I'm so happy that we could inspire someone to do something that made them happy.
Yeah. Oh, here, let's see. I got one
more. That's what the winter solstice is all about.
Except for Chris.
Yes, and making Chris do horrible things.
Let's see, I got one more here. Hey, Arnie, Chunt, Usador, I just turned onto your podcast about 2 weeks ago, and I'm hooked. I found enough time to listen so that I'm on episode 33, only about 7 episodes behind. But I also got my awesome 15-year-old daughter, Bailey, hooked on the podcast, and we listened to it in 30-minute chunks on the drive to school. She is particularly fond of Usador, not in that way, I hope. I've already bought her a Usador t-shirt from Ann Arbor Tees, all right, for Hanukkah, and she's going to be very excited.
Oh, yes, they have Jews on Earth, too. So you're
oh, that's right.
The Jews here in Foon love Usador.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
It's already, but what I'd really like to get her is a shout out from you guys, except since she's only on episode 10 or so, and you've already way past that in episode 40, there's no way that she'll hear from you in time for Hanukkah, since we're in the middle of it now. By the time she gets to 40, you'll be on 50, and by the time she catches up entirely, it'll be March. So I was thinking, if Usador has some way to go back in time and give Bailey some sort of shout-out in, say, episode 11 or 12, which we'll listen to while it's still Hanukkah, that would be great. I know there may be other things that one could do with time-traveling powers, but isn't brightening a young girl's day the greatest gift in the world? Thanks in advance or behind, Erica Garcia.
What do I look like? Can the wizard?
I know, yeah.
I can't do that.
Well, you're not a master of time and space.
No, I'm a master of light and shadow.
I'm sure when Bailey hears this episode, there'll be a lot of conversations that need to be had between her father and her.
Yeah.
Hanukkah is already over here in Foon, so I assume it's over on Earth. I don't know if they happen at the same time, but one would think.
Yeah, I think Hanukkah would be over as well. But you know what? Bailey, happy Hanukkah, future and past.
Eric, let me say this to you. You are a wonderful father to reach out to us to make your daughter happy, and we wish you the happiest of holidays and a happy Hanukkah. And to Bailey, I am over 300 years old and you are only 15. This is not the time for us.
So, yeah, get in touch in 200 years.
Yes, in a couple hundred years. We'll see what happens.
Well, thank you so much, guys. And I just want to say, you know, this can be a difficult time of year, and I've had a kind of a rough year, but...
Why?
Being trapped here in Foon is a little bit difficult, being a stranger in a strange land.
Oh, right.
But Usador, thank you so much for always being here and trying to get me to go on your quest. And Chunt, thank you for being my first friend here in Foon and keeping me alive all this time.
You're welcome, buddy.
And Mundle the Grundle, thank you for playing, being the only person that's been here at every episode. And Glenn Miller and Spans, thank you so much for coming and sharing
thank you so much.
I was going to say holiday cheer, but cheer is maybe not the right word.
Oh, I feel cheer.
Hey, man. Yeah, I love you.
I love you.
Arnie, why don't you take out your grievances on Chris as we close out our fun time?
Sure.
Are you like another go at it?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we're celebrating our Christmas, where Christmas do everything we ask and celebrating our Christmas, where Christmas.
Chris must go on a quest to figure out a way that can get me back to Earth that doesn't involve any amount of child death. Chris and I will both go to Earth. I'll reunite with my family. Then Chris will go and find Spintax, who is currently somewhere on Earth. I'm trying to follow his adventures on Twitter. They're a little confusing, but worth doing. Checking him out. At Spintax the Green on Twitter.
Yes, follow Spintax at Spintax the Green and follow Usador at Usador the Blue. Or you can contact me by standing under mistletoe and kissing yourself.
Then Chris and Spintax will go and figure out what's going on with that Penelope girl that needs to stop the void.
Penelope Penelope.
Then Chris will learn to be a better person that people will like. He'll come back to Foon. He'll fight the Dark Lord with Usador and Chunt. After that, he'll help Usador and Chunt come over to Earth, where you can visit me and my family, and we'll all hang out. You guys will get a house next door to my house with my family, and we'll be best friends on Earth.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
That's the best Christmas I've ever heard.
Also, he's got to eat some shit.
Yeah!
Oh boy, the two things I learned today are Luke and Leia are actually both clones of Jango Fett, and none of that was actually... Oh, my second spine still aches from that devastating laser attack by Trisha number 8049.
Here, I can help.
Good, yes, thank you. But please, I'll still do the actor credits because someone's got to call out their unprofessionalism. It's somehow healing for me. Usador was played with juvenile enthusiasm by Matt Young, causing the ladies to line up around the corner to go somewhere else. Chunt the Whatever It Is was played by Adil Rafai. Listen closely and you can almost hear how much macaroni and cheese he's eaten in the last 35 years. Special guests Glenn Miller and Spance were played by Nick Gage and Meredith Stepien from Star Kid and Jim and the Povolos. That's all the realness my body can dish out right now.
All right, here, let me help you back to your bed to rest.
Greg, one more thing. Happy Gunderstein.
Hello? Hello? Can anybody hear me? My name is Kern, and for as long as I can remember, I've been orbiting around the Grusforn galaxy. But I just remembered, I think I left my space heater on at home. I know, the irony is not lost on me. But if somebody could please go to my house and check it out, I'd appreciate it. I don't want to burn down the whole neighborhood.
Okay, he's gonna be okay, I think. It'll just take some time. Anyway, Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Chakover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This episode edited by Ryan DiGiorgi. Andy Poland did the theme, Allard LeBond did the logo, and you can check the show out on Twitter and Facebook. If you're still looking for a winter solstice present for that special someone, remember, we do have t-shirts. I don't know how fast they ship, though, so you're going to have to look into that yourself. Hey, you want to know the best piece of proof that none of this is real? The podcast is taking next week off. Why would that happen if it were real? But yeah, no new episode next week, but there will be a fun bit of extra bonus content, so keep listening for that. All this festive holiday business was sponsored by Emporium Arcade Bar, with help from the Chicago Podcast Co-op. Learn more about Emporium at emporiumchicago.com and the Chicago Podcast Co-op at chicagopodcastcoop.com. And if you need to fill that next week-sized hole in your podcasting schedule, check out another Chicago Podcast Co-op show like Our Fair City, a subversive post-apocalyptic science fiction audio epic for the internet. Sounds like my life. Our Fair City, part of the Chicago Podcast Co-op. Well, I'm going to head up to Deck 10 and see if I can figure out what's been crawling around the vents. If something got in here, maybe I can get out. So, have a great holiday, everybody.